And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is a Saturday, the 17th day of August, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Right now, we're visiting with John in Missouri on line three, and Rick and John are having a conversation. So, gentlemen, please continue.
John, I think you were going to say something, weren't you?
Well, I normally am, but
sure.
I guess the only thing I wanted to say is to the people who are new to gold and silver, be very careful who you purchase it from. The premiums,
absolutely.
The premiums can be just outrageous, and what I mean is the profits that the person selling it.
You got to be very careful.
Are
you buying it through the mail, John? Are you buying it through the mail?
Oh, no. No, absolutely not. I purchased
mine. Well,
around
here, they're only paying about $2 over spot, and so their margin's pretty low. I have a few complaints about the margin, but please go ahead.
$2 over spot on silver?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can get now an ounce of silver for about $18.20, which is still, it's up. Yes, it's up like $2-3, but that's still a
huge morning.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is for the warning of other people who are new to this, because there's very unscrupulous people in the world whose total goal is to get your money. I purchased it myself from a local coin dealer in the center of the state, and I hand him money, and he hands me the product, and his premiums are very low. He's an older gentleman.
What are you calling the center of the state? Are you calling Columbia or Jeff City the center?
Columbia.
Yep, okay. I know the time.
There's a coin dealer in Columbia that's very, very reasonable and very honest. He doesn't have tremendous quantities of it as bullion.
Sure.
He's mainly into coins, but I'm just sending this out as warning. And thank you guys very much. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, John. One comment I'd like to make, Rick, before we go to our next caller.
Right.
On John Moore's show, I talked to Steve Hunt for a half hour.
Sure.
And I specifically asked him what bad coins or bad deals are and what good deals are. He gave an example where people were paying more than $3,000 now for gold eagles. Yes, for gold eagles.
That is a bad deal.
Right, when in reality, they're worth nothing more than spot plus the premium, which is between $20 and $35 an ounce on gold.
But you're talking about something that's been U.S. minted, though, right?
Say that again, Rick?
You're talking about something that's been stamped by the U.S. mint instead of by a private mining company.
Right. You know, a gold eagle is worth spot, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you're going to have to pay a premium to buy them, but that's separate
And you'll pay a premium to sell it. When you give it back, you're going to lose a couple of bucks going the other way. So.
Right, exactly.
But it's better than losing it all.
Exactly. That's my point. But people are actually falling for these dealers to say, oh, this is more, so much more. And they put a little COA tag on it, you know, for authenticity.
Right.
And then they get $1,000 more for it, you know.
Right.
It's BS. All right, let's go to Michael in New York on line five.
Well, okay, go ahead. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I recommend that.
He's still alive, Michael.
Not only alive, gentlemen, alive and very well. Thank you. No need to be concerned about me. And instead of calling Ned Stang or Mr. Kiyosaki there, I advise everybody to call me if you want to really talk to the richest man, the most wealthiest man in the world. You're talking to him right now. And regarding the gold, backing for the paper money, the paper money, the gold certificates, can only be printed if the gold is backing it or the silver. So it's all very viable as it always has been in the past, as long as it's an honest system. You can't print paper if there's no gold or silver to back it, number one. The gold
Agreed.
Has to be valued at the correct value in order
right.
for the paper to exist as well. And then you'll have
right.
enough paper in circulation for that amount of gold that's in the treasury. So obviously
mm-hmm.
the gold will have to be valued extremely high today in order to have sufficient paper in circulation as gold
well,
certificates.
Can I ask,
and the same
so
with
what are you thinking? You thinking 10,000 or 50,000? What are you thinking?
You got it.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
And also
That's
the same with silver. Sure. Also the same
right.
with silver. And so, therefore, of course, people will say, well, that means there won't be that many gold certificates really in circulation. Yes, that's always the way it's been. Gold is rare. Silver will be much more common. Silver certificates will be much more common. But what everybody's overlooking so far is that then there will be copper coin. Copper coin
yes.
will be the greatest abundance, and it will also have tremendous purchase power. The Americans today got to learn a history. By the end of the 1800s, into the 1900s, they don't know a penny bought a whole lot of goods.
Oh, it did.
Yes.
It did.
Okay. And even up to the 60s, there were five and dime stores in every town.
Yes, there were.
A 5 cent and a 10 cent coin bought a lot.
Yeah.
So that's the perspective on all that. Now, Rick, I just want to follow up with some of your scripture quotes, which I really appreciate. The Lord also said, what the Lord really, the best translation of what the Lord said that you mentioned was, to those that much is given, much is required. That's one problem.
Thank you.
That's why,
that
one of the reasons why our country, excuse me?
I see. I appreciate that help. I think that sounds better.
And that's one of the reasons why our country's in the mess it's in. The country with the most blessings has failed with that responsibility. Also, the good Lord Jesus Christ also said, to those that much is given, more will be given. To those that have little, all will be taken away. Or rather, to those that have much, more shall be added. To those that have little, all will be taken away. You never hear that in the pulpits, and then all the Christians got to scratch their head and said, geez, you know, we would think the Lord would say the opposite. To those that have a lot, we'll take from you. To those that have little, we're going to give you more, you poor people. No, but the Lord didn't
say
that.
Be,
so
that
then
would
what
be
is
the
Lord?
Democratic presidential. That's the
and Republican
right there. Yeah,
and
you're right. You're right.
And so what is the Lord saying there? Well, the Lord is, that is a direct correlation to his other parable about the talents. The wealthy master, the Lord, he's leaving to go far away. He summons his servants. And he gives them all so many talents. Interestingly, the term talents used for the money. And then, after a long duration of time, he returns back to them, and he summons them, and he inquires, what did you do with the talents I gave you? The good servants, I invested it. I have much more. He blesses them. Down to the last servant that says, I know you're a hard Lord and a tough master. I buried that talent. See, I still have it. And he curses them. Right? So there is the correlation to his parable with, to those that have a lot or much, more shall be given. To those that have little, all will be taken away. So, again, explains why our country is in the mess it's in. These parables are laws of nature, of life itself, and the good Lord being the master and the Lord of all life. He's teaching us these critical laws like gravity, like fire is hot, you'll get burned. We have to learn to apply these laws in our daily activities so that we can benefit and grow and be worthy Americans, worthy sons and daughters of the Creator, the Most High. And so I just wanted to share that with you, gentlemen, so people could understand, get the right perspective. And talent is
good
the
stuff.
Key for the
it
correlation
is.
To money.
You know, Michael,
we got it. Okay, Jim.
I also wanted to, that's not music, is it? I also wanted to suggest this one thing. Tim was saying something about being a multimillionaire and sharing. When you're talking about talents, you know, my wife's a teacher, been there for 40-something years now. She doesn't share money. What she does is she trains young people to be good people. That's what she does. Now, that is sharing talents. And so,
yes.
You know, if you don't have
exactly.
to throw around, that's fine. But boy, let me tell you something. You were given talents, and you could share those.
Sure. Well, you see, a mistake people make is when they hear wealth, they attribute it strictly at the physical level of how much money you have. But true wealth is beyond that, you see, way beyond that. That's why I'm the wealthiest man on the planet. And all those that are very rich in money, when they come across me, they either like me a lot or they're very envious of me because I have greater wealth than them in all respects. You see, there's more to wealth than just physical money. Abundance of life is more than just material possession. You see, abundance of life is having life abundantly, life itself, and all that goes with it, which is much more than just how much money you have.
Yeah, I totally, you know, I quoted this a long time ago when I really got heavily into the Bible. I read in a letter from Peter that charity covers a multitude of sins, and I know I said this before, but it's worth saying twice. And I said to myself, well, yeah, I would like my sins covered up, so I started throwing money around like a drunk sailor, and then it was about 10 years later I realized that was not what he meant. Charity means
right.
not just people, with other people. Everybody's on a path to be charitable. Don't judge them. And that's the
right.
charity that covers a multitude of sins. So, no, this is all good stuff, real good stuff.
Yes, you're on it, Rick. The most important thing we can do as we're socializing with other people is we give them kernels of wisdom, pearls of wisdom,
yeah.
so they can run with it, benefit from it.
Right.
That's
oh, yeah.
really charity, you see. That's
oh, yeah.
part of
yeah.
having real wisdom. You know, you possess the wisdom, and you're sharing it, you see? You're sharing
right.
it
sure.
where you can. And life provides the opportunity because the good Lord works in mysterious ways, truly. So there's always opportunities through our daily activities when we find out, hey, I'm going to share this wisdom with that person. Or with
right.
Some other creatures, you know, that exist in the Lord's creation and benefit
yeah.
them, whether it's the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and hence, you have life more abundantly. I'm surrounded
right.
with beauty all around me all the time in my own space.
Right.
And so
yeah,
that's,
and that's
what,
the thing. And when
that's
you try to
the
share,
Lord
sometimes people
about.
Don't accept it. Yeah, when you try to share, sometimes you know,
yeah.
you come off like a know-it-all or something, and people get angry with you. And once again, that's envy.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mother Teresa wrote that poem, said, do it anyway. You know, if you try to do something nice, you know, they're going to poop all over you, but do it anyway. So, you know, just
well,
gotta keep...
That's all true, Rick, but, like, right, you cast seed around, and if it doesn't, the soil's not receptive to the seed, it's rocky, barren, and it's not going to take, but
right.
you'll learn not to really waste
well,
too much time throwing good seed on rocky, barren ground. Right?
My hope is good.
The good Lord... wastes time too often with people not receptive to his message.
Hey, Michael.
He would go around that town.
Michael, this is Tim. Buddy,
yes,
I'm going to have to let you go. We've got callers stacking up like you wouldn't believe. But I
well,
sure do appreciate
very good,
it.
Gentlemen.
And I'm in total
thanks,
agreement.
Michael.
All right, next we're going to
my
Glenn,
pleasure.
Michigan.
Great. Keep up the good work,
thank
gentlemen.
You.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you too. Thanks, Mike.
Glenn in Michigan on line 11. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing fine,
good,
sir. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. I seem to have a weak connection with you. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, first time caller. I've been listening to your show for about 2 or 3 years. Love your show. I'm calling You're welcome. I'm calling in regards to your past two callers about silver. I've been stacking silver for about 7 years because I'm right with you about what your broadcast is about. And I just wanted to bring up a few different things. When I buy silver, I buy it in bulk. Yeah. So I just buy only Silver Eagles, and I buy Monster Box. Okay? But a couple things. Anyway, what I do, I'm fortunate enough, I have the wherewithal to be able to do that. Okay, I know not everybody.
For you.
It's just the way it is, okay? But I wanted to bring some attention to some of your listeners and stuff about some of the implications. Even if the reason, first of all, I buy Silver Eagles is because they're recognizable. People know what they are. They're not a bar that could be a phony or whatever, right?
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, fuck thing. You know, the best I've bought it is a $1.75 over spot. Generally, it's $2 over spot. I will confirm what your other call-in person said. You're gonna lose a couple bucks to sell it too. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a third thing that I never hear discussed, but depending on what geographic area you live in the United States and what state you live in, there are implications.
Yes, there are in some states. You are absolutely correct.
There are capital gains implications that can whack another 20% off that, you know? And I never hear this stuff, you know?
Yeah, sure. Right. Right.
So I don't know what you're going to take it.
I would suggest, first of all, don't buy it through the mails. Don't leave a paper trail. Walk into a place with green money. Give them the worthless fiat dollars or precious metals. And seriously, if you can stop laughing long enough to get back to your vehicle, good for you.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I think you have, on the RBI network, you got to promote a guy that sells gold and silver and stuff. I think you need to question him a little bit more. And I know I love the service he provides to your network, but he needs to address that issue and work around that issue.
Well, in order to pay capital gains, wouldn't they have to know you've got it?
Yes.
Well, the answer is
you got 500 rounds in a monster box, and you're trying to off it. So, I mean, you bought it from somewhere, It was date stamped right on the coin,
Right.
So it's pretty easy to figure out what you paid for it if it was date stamped then,
No, I totally agree with you, but who's going to look? Are you suggesting that you're going to get taxed at the time you turn it in? Is that what you're saying? That they'll be waiting for you on the other end?
What I'm trying to say is that it may be easy to offload small amounts of it, right? But if you if you've got a majority of your financial interest in this because of, know the fiat currency and everything. When it comes time to office, it's nothing. There's nothing private. Electronic transaction. How do you know that the bought it?
Hey, Glenn, hold that thought. Yeah. We've got a mandatory break here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the Rural Survival Show, actually about 20 minutes into it. Today is Saturday, 17th day of August, 2019, and right now we're visiting with Glenn in Michigan on line 11. Rick and Glenn, go ahead. Continue, please.
Yeah, let me comment for another second or two about the way I accumulate silver and stuff. In a barter situation, you would pass bypass all retailers and everything, so there would be no tax implications. But if we don't reach that point in stagnation with what's going on with this country, you're going to get taxed on it. I don't care what. Because the merchant that's going to accept it is going to have to be liable for the transaction and reportable and everything else. Anyway, other than that, on silver, I just had maybe one other small comment.
Okay.
You guys are talking about, I'm a day trader. I have been for 15 years. That's how I make my living. I trade the futures market. So I'm abreast of everything that's going on out there. At least the best I can comprehend it. As far as the T-bill inversion and why it's happening, it's really simple. This is foreign capital coming into the longer ten-year notes, because at least they're getting 1.9 or 2%. They're not giving back to 2% compared to their bill stock funds and all that other stuff. You know?
Right.
So myself personally, my cash for right now, the cash you have to have some cash reservoir. You can't just have it all in precious metals. My cash reservoir for the near time future, I purchased 4 week T-bills. At least the last ones I got 2.3%. Okay, well, you know, in my credit union, I could barely get a half. So I figured something was better than nothing. You know, I don't want to throw my money into the stock market. That's why I create futures come in and out. But anyway, I just wanted to give my two cents on.
Well, thank you, Glenn. We really appreciate your call, and please feel free to call back anytime. We'd really love to hear
your show. I'm a prepper. I got food stocks up, gardens, all that stuff. And I just don't like what I'm seeing with everything, from the environment to the political situation to the global situation. We are on the precipice of something. I don't know what it is, but I smell it. And I've always been good at smelling stuff like that.
Well, we can all feel it in our gut, Glenn, if nothing else. And I have always trusted my gut feelings, and therefore I'm still alive.
Yeah, you know, one thing, Rick and Tim, I'm 60 years old, and I live in a semi-rural area. It was rural when I first bought out here 25 years. It's not now. Now
I hear
we got
you.
All these, we got all these millennials zooming around in their, you know, their secondhand cars, running stop signs, texting, going all over the place. Their parents have allowed them to become completely clueless. I don't blame it on them. I blame it on their parents.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I've got two great kids and one that's so-so.
Well, you know, I got one that's good and one that's lost, you know. So, all right, that's all I have to say. Love your show. You guys keep it up.
All right, thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, Rick, let's talk about follow-up. We only got a couple of minutes, or about a minute left, and then after the next break, we're going to get into gardening, if that's okay with you.
Sure, absolutely. We probably bored everybody that's yours with financial information. There is a new slug that's been created by Brennecke out there called the Crush. And this slug is, they had something before this called Black Magic, which is a great slug, but they've got something a little hotter and a little stranger. Now you're talking 3-inch 12 gauge here. And for rifled barrels only. So what we're talking about here is a situation where, for some reason, one reason or another, you want to, you know, reach out to 100 yards and hit something and knock it flat. So Black Magic is good. Crush is their new deal. The Crush is the Black Magic was usually a slug's 1 ounce. The Black
Right.
Magic was 1.37 ounces, and the Crush is 1.5 ounces. They're both moving in,
1,300 feet a second.
15 and 16. So they're really good.
Oh, wow.
The new Crush is moving at 1,500 feet a second and has 3,800 foot-pounds of muzzle energy. So, yeah, that's gonna hurt. It also delivers at 100 yards about 1,500 foot-pounds. So, you know, that is, like, really, really bad news. The Black Magic isn't bad. It's delivering about 1,200 foot-pounds of energy at 100 yards, which is huge. But you can see it's dropping off by more than half. The Black Magic drops off from 3,000 to 1,200, and the Crush drops off from 3,800 to 1,500. So they're both going more than in half. But here's the interesting thing, I think, is that the trajectory is interesting. The Black Magic is at 75 yards, is about an inch high, and at 100 yards is 1.5 inches low. The Crush, right, I guess, is somehow flying better, is 2 inches high at 75 yards, but believe it or not, is still 1/10 of an inch high at 100. So this thing actually somehow has a bit of a lift to it, weirdly. But I have no idea. I did not check the cost on these things.
I'm looking right now.
But for, under Brennecke, for, for somebody who wants to hit a large animal at 100 yards with very reliable accuracy and wants to knock it flat, and that would include probably a zombie, that would be a lot of fun. I would take either one. I would be happy to have the Black Magic or the Crush. Shotguns in general fascinate me because of their versatility. You know, you can do anything from shoot squirrels and birds with shot. You flip in some buckshot and suddenly, now you're controlling a very broad area of evildoers. And then, for extended distances, you put in a slug. Now you're shooting through small trees and stuff out to 100 yards. If you don't have firearms, I'd get in the gun. You absolutely need to start with a 12 gauge. Even if it's just 2¾ inch would be fine. 2¾ inch is a very comfortable gun to shoot, sort of. 3 inch is rough. 3 inch kicks pretty good. But you can do a lot of things with it. You get more pellets in a 3-inch shotgun shell. Obviously, you're getting more pellets per shell, whether it's birdshot or buckshot. You get heavier slugs. You can't get a slug this heavy into a 2¾-inch shell. You're all going to get about a 1-ounce slug in there. And the other thing is that the shotguns that have rifle barrels are capable of handling higher pressures. Throwing one of these larger shells into a smoothbore shotgun is not recommended. The rifle barrel shotguns are actually designed differently. They are designed to do just exactly what I'm suggesting and expressing here, is using a slug that's got a tremendous amount of wallop. They're made to take it. And shotguns are not very expensive. You can buy a good Remington rifle barrel shotgun at Walmart or somebody else, someplace else. You can change out as well. The only thing about changing out the barrel, of course, is, that if you put a rifle barrel on a shotgun that does not have, didn't come with one, you're putting pressures in that gun that should not be there, maybe.
Right. That's so awesome.
Yeah, but
I know for a fact you can put a slug barrel on an 870 or a Mossberg 500.
I've got them. I've got some, but they're all smooth. They're all smooth slug barrels. Even with a smooth barrel, you can, if you're careful, you can pull up a 4-inch group at 100 yards, and they do have rifled slugs for smooth bores, which will get spinning even though you don't have grooves. They will get spinning, and they will improve your accuracy. But I just wanted to bring up the new Brennecke slug. It's just a fascinating, I'm sure they're going to want good money for it, but if you're deer hunting in a populated area, this is a great way. I don't know many animals that will walk away from this. So this is a
useful, only thing I can think of is a grizzly at long range, Rick.
Yeah, they suggest a dinosaur. I don't know, anyway, I just kind of wanted to put that out there in case anybody likes trying things like this. I do. One of the ones is dying to go to the range. I might grab a box of these just to see what they do. It'd be fun. I know everybody will be out there trying to sight it.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried looking them up on Google, and I can't find a thing on them. Maybe Google sends free ammunition. I'm gonna go look at deeper than dirt.
Surprise me! Either that, or it's not quite on the market. Can you find Black Magic?
No.
Black Magic's been around a while.
Well,
what are you doing going through Google? Go through Start Page. It's a private search engine that doesn't store searches. If you go through IxQuick or Start Page, I think you get a little bit cleaner search. Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. You can't. You are suggesting Google would censor anything at all. I just don't know how you could even say that. That's just cruel.
Well, I'm looking right now at Cheaper Than Dirt. Five rounds of KO is $672. The Classic is $891. I'm just scrolling down the page.
Yeah.
The Crush is $1,282 for five rounds.
So that's not bad. $2.50 a round. That's no big deal.
No, and $1,377 for Black Magic.
$1,377 for Black Magic. Well, yeah, and I'm we're going. I don't know, what you guys, like to do out there, but I do know that during deer season, if you're just sitting around doing nothing and you're not seeing any deer, a lot of times other things come by. So it is nice to be able to, if you can do it quietly, change out a round add a round in front of, add a round and let's say, I don't know, six shot or something like that, or four shot, and take something else. A lot of mink are killed like that. I know a lot of people wind up taking a fox or something, while they're sitting around waiting. I don't suggest doing that unless you intend, to either take the pelt or have a taxidermied. I don't know the shooting coyote. I'm not down with shooting coyotes for the fun of it. I don't really. I know people
I am
do
when
it,
I have babies
off,
on
kill.
The ground, Rick. When, like right now, I've got a foal on the ground that maybe weighs 110 pounds. If I see a coyote up here around the house, I'm wasting it because I know what's going to happen.
Oh, well, yeah. Around here, we're lousy with raccoons. And as a matter of fact, while I was talking to you earlier, I got and saw the bird feeder shredded, and I just fixed it, and now it's broken again. Issues, buddy. We got issues. So, yeah, if I get a hold of a raccoon, it's pretty much toast. But we have just too many of them. Just too many. But that's the. They must have had a great winter last year. They must have really procreated.
They probably did.
I think so. So, I wonder if we're getting to the end of gardening. And, I'm not sure how we. Fix on time here, but we've got a glut of tomatoes, huh?
So we got plenty of time.
Oh, good. Listen, we have a lot of Roma tomatoes because the last year doing the best. I used to kind of diss on Roma tomatoes, but now I don't. I'll plant a lot. Well, it's a dry tomato. They don't have all that juice you find in a lot of tomatoes. They don't have. They're kind of a dry tomato, but they're very tart. Got good acid, makes a great sauce tomato. I wanted to give you guys the simplest spaghetti recipe I've ever heard in my life. And I wouldn't do... Life took about 8 pounds of tomatoes. A Roma tomato is a little smaller than a sandwich tomato. Made this sauce, and... When I was finished, I looked like I had been in a paintball fight. I was slurping noodles a little fast and kind of made a mess of my shirt. But I want this recipe because it is really good and it's really simple. And if you've got extra tomatoes, this is called spaghetti sauce with fresh tomatoes, meaning it's not made from paste or something. I mean, you got plenty of recipes for that.
Right.
This is really simple. There's only like 8 things in it. You need you need 4 pounds of fresh tomatoes, chopped up, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, one yellow onion or white onion, or yeah, I'm sure you could use a red onion, would be swell too.
Yeah.
A quarter of a cup of olive oil, one tablespoon of white vinegar, one tablespoon of dried basil, one tablespoon of dried parsley, and a teaspoon of salt. You're going to crock pot that for several hours, and I got to tell you, it is not a complicated. If it were up to me, I would probably add oregano because I love oregano in my spaghetti sauce. But I'm bringing this up specifically. It was such a simple spaghetti sauce, but it tasted exactly like fresh tomatoes. And I'm telling you, you talk about something bright and fresh on pasta. Oh, my goodness, it was so good. Then, of course, you know, you could add meat. Well, you could do whatever you want then. Add oregano if you want to do that. Add meatballs to it. But this is a, and then, well, we put it in half-gallon freezer bags and froze it all. You could also can it up if that's your thing.
Right.
You know, if you want to save, you know, something that's got a real high vitamin C content for an emergency, this would be a wonderful thing to do. But I'm telling you, I, in all honesty, I am looking forward to getting to have this again. Thought out our eggplant population this year. I planted them twice, and they did not grow, and I don't have any idea what the heck is going on with eggplants this year, and all the basil went belly up, which this never happens. That stuff's usually a disease around you. You can't get rid of it. You know, this year I could not plant a basil two different times, and it just folded over and died, just like the eggplants. I can't do a thing with them this year.
I wonder if there was too much water, maybe, Rick.
Well, we've had regular rain, and I don't know. Maybe that's an issue. That's a good question. I would have never imagined that these plants were that twitchy. I know they both love heat. Eggplants don't normally really get moving until it's like this time of the year. Normally, then you got so many eggplants, you don't know what to do with them. Usually, I'm sending them to school to give away to teachers. And the same goes for the basil. You know, you got to. By now, I've already usually had to take the seed heads off the top several times because, you know, it wants to go to seed over and over again. You got to keep that off there. Otherwise, the plant will just get stringy and weird. And no problems. I don't have any basil, and I don't seem to have. I've got some eggplants, but they're pathetic. But I've got some eggplant left over from the last 2 years in the freezer, and I really do want to try this red sauce with some sliced eggplant. This would be a lot of fun too. So it's such a simple recipe, and where did that point to when, you know, hypothetically, if you've got tomato plants, you're going to wind up with, you know, trying to figure out what you're going to do with these tomatoes. This is a great way to not let them go bad and and to save them, overwinter them so that you can have, you know, some of this, depending on how many tomato plants you do. I don't know, you know, if you can make it all the way till, you know, next August, but at least you can make it through the winter with fresh tomato sauce. Yes.
Hey, Rick, let me interrupt you for a second. We've only got about 15 minutes left total of the show. Let's go to Gene in Kentucky on line 11. Good morning, Gene.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, guys. Y'all there?
Yes, ma'am. You're live on the air.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I've got several questions and comments. I'm growing stuff this year again in those 4-foot bins that are made out of wire and in hoop houses and shelter logics and stuff. And I planted a bunch of butterscotch, butternut squash I had bought from somebody last year, and I just saved the seeds. And I had plants out of the wazoo, and I couldn't get anybody to take it in, so I put most of them in my bins, and I put too many, and now I think I've got them squash bugs. I mean, a little bit of food I've got, that everything finds me, you know? I saw little white bugs last night, and I think, huh?
Said, I know the feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I even had asparagus one year. I had like 3 plants, asparagus beetle found me. I think I saw a little bitty bean beetle a while ago. I mean, you know, just a little bit of stuff I'm growing, and I'm being plagued now, you know. But anyway, to support these things in these bins, so we put up this wire, and unfortunately I bought wire that's too small, but my hands was able to cut holes. But anyway, last night when I was watering, I have to water all the time because, you know, they're raised beds, and you saw my water from my tank, so now I have to take the water from the faucet, you know. I saw the little white bugs last night. Are those the thing as albino squash bugs?
Rick, that's on you.
I have not seen those.
I can't look them up because DSL keeps going out. I had to listen to you on the call-in line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've never
seen
them.
How can I fight them?
Never heard of them, never seen them.
Well, maybe it's because of all the Roundup and that the farmers use and, you know, down the road and all that. And who knows what's in the air. But what can I put on squash bugs anyway besides, I hate chemicals. But, you know, usually I just pick them off.
Rick's got a recipe.
What is it, milk spore?
The thing is, you're not gonna put anything on them that's gonna kill them that doesn't look like some sort of a poison. But I am very fond of pyrethrum. Pyrethrum is native among, you know, it's not particularly unhealthy for plants and people. It doesn't actually poison the bug either. It's not poison. It paralyzes them because you know, if not, I killed my plants once. They do not neem oil. So, you know,
I got neem oil.
Just using some of these products, Dawn and neem oil, is really rough on some stuff. I highly suggest. And, you know, the thing about squash, you know, you can always wash it. We're not talking about lettuce here.
Yeah, but they're already destroying it.
Say what?
Destroying my plants. They're destroying my plants besides the lack of water and probably a fungus and all that stuff. But they're actually into the plants now, you know.
Lay your hands on some pyrethrum off Amazon.
Yeah.
Mix it with some.
Yeah, I've got some.
Mix it with some Dawn and water. And spray those plants down, and they'll last about 10 days or 2 weeks. You have to redo it. Mm-hmm. But the great news is it'll get those bugs off there immediately, not a week.
Yeah, I'd rather pick them off, but I can't reach them, you know. Can't reach them because of all the wire I got around them.
You get one of those $3 spray bottles from Lowe's.
I've got all that.
Okay, you can back that nozzle off so you're spraying a stream, and you can spray a good 10 or 15 feet straight up if you want to.
No, I can't do that because my bins are 4 foot and made out of wire and landscape fabric and things like that, you know, and hardware cloth, like
right.
I saw on YouTube years ago. But anyway, I got a comment. I heard on GCN, you know, Vincent Finelli's also on RBN, you know, it's replay.
Right.
And he had Richard Allen Miller on, and he said, this coming up winter is going to be the worst on recorded history.
It may be.
Yeah, he said that parts of Canada may not be habitable even. But I'm just passing along. He's repeated twice. I heard him again Thursday on USA Preparedness, you know. And I believe him, you know. He seems knowledgeable. Richard Allen Miller, he's a physicist or whatever. So I'm just passing him along. And I love listening to y'all, but at the same time, I have to listen to you on the telephone line today because the DSL keeps going out in this little one-horse town. Okay, I appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
Thank you so much for all your knowledge.
Tell Lori hi. Bye-bye.
Will do. Okay, Rick. Did you want to comment more on the bug problem, or do you want to go somewhere else?
No, I mean, you know, we've been, my God, I've got bug issues too, bug and mold. You know, right after the show was over last week, Dee Dee, the mail lady, came screaming up and handed me a box. And I opened it, and sure enough, it was my liquid copper from Haas Tools. And I was able to run on out there and spray down all my winter squash. And just as I said I would do, I have started cukes and zucchinis again because there's technically time for this. And I will be grateful to be able to use the liquid copper on them because, you know, I have worse problems with downy mildew. And powdery mildew on the zooks and cukes, than I do on the winter squash. So this is really going to help me out, I think. I hope to get a decent crop of those. And all the squashes, you know, if you've got any kind of humidity, you're going to have problems with these powdery mildews and stuff.
All right. Hey, Rick, we got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. No time for any more calls. We're going to wrap up the show. Be right back. Hang in there.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're closing out the Rural Survival Show for the 17th day of August, year of our Lord, 2019. Rick, I've got an off-air question. Best kind of bear size for beaver. Our producer, Ken, has a beaver problem. What do you recommend?
A what problem?
Beaver.
You mean he has a fever?
Beaver, Bravo, Echo, Romeo, Victor, Echo.
Oh, beaver problem, 330s. Coney Bear 330.
330? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
That's what I thought, but I wanted to let you say it.
Yeah, keep your arm out of that thing. That will also cure a fever if you put your head in it.
Yes, it will. Absolutely will cure it.
Yeah, and a headache, too. So, one more thing. I know we're on a short leash here, and I want to say, I planted another 100 lettuce plants, and most of that will be given away to the teachers that work with my wife. I'm also in a mood to plant more beets, but I pulled all the beets yesterday, and some of them are really pretty and some are really ugly, but mostly it's because a beet seed is in clusters, and each beet seed has 3 or 4 seeds in it, so the growing clusters,
right.
You get some the size of a tennis ball, some the size of a marble. Lost tools. Yesterday at 11 in the morning, I ordered, almost 1,000 monogerm beet seeds. These are called monogerm, a Monetta monogerm, meaning there's one seed per seed. And,
right.
And so I will be able to space these out and produce very uniform, beautiful beets. I got a shipping notice at 111. They had those things shipped in 2 hours. I'm telling you, those Haas Tool people are going to give Amazon a run for their money. I will also let you know my lettuce will be mature by October the 10th, which will give me time for 3 cuttings. I will let you know I've never grown a monogerm beet, and I will let you know how it works, but I'm pretty excited about this.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I'm going there right now. Click on Premium Garden Seeds so I remember. I want to plant some, too. Beets. And what was the name of them one more time, Rick?
It'll be monogerm. I think it'll be down toward the bottom. It's one of the last offers under beets. And I was beginning to think I wasn't going to find it. But down there toward the bottom, I think they've got 6 or 8 different beets they're selling. And so it's down toward the bottom on the right. It'll say monogerm.
Okay, I don't see it, but I could be in the wrong section.
Are you in Haas Tools?
Yes.
What about vegetable seeds? You looking under vegetable seeds?
What I'm doing is typing in mono and beets.
No, it won't probably be. Go to vegetable seeds, go to beets, and look at all their selections, and then mono germ will be in there.
Okay.
You just go to vegetables, beets. And then down toward the bottom will be the monogerm.
All right, I'll find them.
I think it's like $3. You got plenty of time. It's a 46-day crop.
Yeah.
Is 55. Beets are 46 days. So you got lots of time.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get out there on my hands and knees and plant some. All right, Rick,
yes,
we're done
good.
For the day, buddy. Thank you for jumping in there and helping today. Lots of good information out. Great show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Really appreciate all you folks calling in. So everybody have a fun, safe weekend. May God rest the souls of President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Goodbye, folks.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.